Today's episode is recorded at Sosi Mkosa, and I am joined by Taonga, who is sharing her insights on interior architecture.
This podcast is brought to you by Emote Projects Limited. The podcast is for educational purposes only. Seek professional advice to get specific help for your project. Enjoy this week's show.
So welcome to an Architect and a DJ Build a Home podcast. I'm Impangela, the architect. Once again, we've kicked the DJ off the show so that it's a women-only show. And I'm joined today by Taonga. Taonga, welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. Thank you so much for agreeing to come and share your wisdom. Taonga is a graduate architect.
Yes.
You can introduce yourself, what you do, and give yourself a nice introduction.
All right. My name is Taonga Sibongile Zulu. I am a graduate architect who is planning on specializing in interiors. So that's called an interior architect.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you do? Like, what's your day job like?
Oh, my day job.
Do you not like your work?
Oh, no, don't get it like that. I love what I do.
Okay, what do you do?
I am an architect.
Okay.
By day.
Okay.
And
very nice.
I would say, luckily, I have gotten to practice more of interiors over the past year, and I've grown to love it. I've really grown to love it.
So very, very nice to have you here. And you've spoken about interior architecture. And while we were preparing for the show, we actually talked about interior architecture. So I just wanted you to share what's the difference between interior architecture and, say, for instance, what I have practiced before, which is architecture. What's the difference between the two?
I see. Interior architecture is best defined depending on a project, right? It can have varying definitions based off the project.
Yeah.
However, a more common or more general definition is taking over from where the architect leaves before the interior designer comes in.
Okay.
Right? There are details that the architect may not really specify, and we come into... make sure all that is done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give us examples. If you're working on a project that's a home for someone,
yes.
What would you do? Give us some examples of what that would look like when the architect is done with, I would imagine, designing the space, figuring out how to translate what the person wants into the type of spaces, then when do you come in?
Ideally at the beginning as well, the same time as the architect.
Yeah.
However, the main spatial configuration is by the architect.
Yeah.
And from there, we just move to carry the client's vision all across the board.
Okay.
So, for example, the architect will specify, okay, here we're going to have a door 200 mm from a wall.
Yeah.
And the interior architect can come and marry that with the interior designer by specifying exactly what door, whether it's going to be a pattern door, is it going to have a fan light, what hinges are we going to use, what door handle is going to be there, and all those nitty-gritties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get into the details.
Yes. The devil is in the details.
In the details, for sure. So for somebody who wants to create a unique home, and that's what this show is about, helping individuals who want to create a unique home that reflects their personality, that accommodates their lifestyle, where would you say is a good starting point for that person to make sure that what they do get actually reflects that?
A starting point for someone who wants to create a unique home.
Yeah.
I would say in your everyday life, I would say the answer is how you live your life daily.
Yeah.
Right? That should reflect the kind of house you want to have.
Yeah.
I remember I've been listening to your podcast and you talked about how the past, the present and the future is definitely going to impact the home that you want to build.
Yeah.
And in the same sense, so your past, what are elements from your previous home that you'd like to bring in?
Yeah.
Did you like the fan lights in your house? Did you like a lot of light? Like, what about your day-to-day activities and, you know, here and there is going to influence them? I believe that does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you see, like, if we look at the Zambian home building space, mm-hmm. where do you see that people don't really understand the process that would get them that result? Where do you see that? What things do you see that go wrong?
I would say people don't bring their own personality into it. I think I don't think homes are taken as like with as much weight as they are.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're designing your unique home, you know, that's your forever home.
Yeah.
That's your forever home, ideally. Yeah. And I don't think we think about the design. I feel like it's like, oh, now we have money, so we're just going to build.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes up on Pinterest, like, ah, I like this.
Yes.
I don't think we really look at it from like, oh, day to day, how do I spend my day? How do my kids spend their day?
Yeah.
Yeah. And reflect that into the home of the design laws. Like, whatever money I have at that point, I'll build the biggest, the grandest.
Yeah.
And it may not be you.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, it isn't.
It isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, the purpose of using architects, interior architects, interior designers, and all professionals across the board is to give someone the experience to live in art.
Mm.
Like, your home should be an experience.
Yeah.
The way your home should complement the way you live.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially if it's your forever home.
Yeah.
And if it does not complement the way you live, I feel like that's when we bring decorational aspects, you know, put a chair here, set this to be the study area, this to be another zone for this. But if you have the opportunity to design your unique home from get-go, why not have it perfect from the beginning?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I
think. Okay, those are some great insights. Perhaps you could walk us through, let's take the living room, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of things should somebody be thinking about as they're thinking about that space, so we can make it practical for people, like even before they've gotten to the design stage, even as they're thinking, if I'm thinking, okay, my living room, I want it to be unique.
Yeah.
What would I do? What would I be thinking about? What information do I need to make sure that I get so that I give to professionals to help me realize that?
I see.
Yeah.
So your living room, what do you do over the weekend? Are you usually in your living room? Do you like to sit there and watch TV?
Yeah.
How often do you have guests?
Yeah.
When you have guests over, do you like to cook? Is there enough, how large is your coffee table going to be if you're going to like to cook?
Yeah.
And do you like something central? Should it be highlighted by maybe the type of flooring?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of art? Would you like one wall to just be specifically for that?
Mm.
Do you like taking family photos? Do you go on holiday often? Do you like mugs?
Mm.
Do you want to showcase that? Do you always, like, when you go to Livingston, do you buy stuff often? Do you want to showcase that?
Mm.
You know, they're just like, I feel everybody has little things they like. Personally, I like cups, mugs.
So when we come into your home, we'll find.
Definitely. You know, so everybody has one of those, and I don't feel like it should be kept for your room. But that's my, you know, people have. It's different from person to person.
Yeah.
So anything you want to showcase, what you should show in every room.
Yeah.
The living room is a great place to start.
Yeah. Yeah. What's exciting you about the Zambian home building space right now? What's catching your attention? What do you think that people are really, you know, like, they're getting something?
Renovations. That's so awkward. But a lot of people are renovating right now.
Yeah.
And they say they want something modern.
Yeah.
Like, you hear that often, modern.
Yes.
And I really like, not that they want one style, but I really like that people are opening up to designing spaces.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about just walking into a shop, selecting and say, oh, I like this style, I like this paint.
Yeah.
No, people are actually coming and using professionals. They're like, hey, I want to remodel my bathroom.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy. I think people are getting remodeling right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think is not going so right? What are some of the mistakes that you see?
This one is going to hit a few nerves.
It's okay. We're learning. And we're speaking to people who are starting out. So then they'll learn from the mistakes.
What do I think
may
not be? Especially in the field of interiors.
Yeah.
I feel there is maybe a lack of understanding, or maybe, you know, information hasn't been put out. But there is a misconception of architects, interior architects, interior designers, and interior decorators.
Mm.
I feel like interior decorators are doing the job of possibly interior architects. And I feel like there's just a little bit of mix here and there. I understand that all of them have like a blurred line.
Yeah.
But I feel like they are being mixed entirely.
So when that gets mixed, how does that show up in the home? Like you say, oh, this could have been done better.
Let's take, for example, a remodel.
Yeah.
You want to make the kitchen bigger.
Yeah.
So you have an interior decorator come in.
Yeah.
And they will say, break the wall.
Yeah.
Without referring to the architect.
Mm.
Because that wall was there for a reason.
Yeah.
There may have been a flow of activities, a flow of circulation that wall was preventing.
Yeah.
It could be a structural wall.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Yeah.
So you break the wall and then.
Yeah.
You have your nice kitchen and then you might see a crack.
Yeah.
And if heavy rains come, who knows?
Yeah.
But your kitchen might be nice.
Oh, wow.
You know.
She gives the truth so nicely. And with a smile.
Yeah. It's just a little mix. But I think in a couple of years we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
So give us your, as we're going towards the end of the show, give us your best advice for somebody who's starting out. What do you think from your perspective would be something that they need to, like, just really be aware of, really take hold of as they take the journey to build their home?
The key to your unique home is in your daily routine.
Mm.
And I cannot emphasize that more.
Yeah.
The way you live your life, the way you have lived your life, the way you plan on living your life, is how you will get your unique home.
Mm.
So based off that, based off your ideas, based off your brief and all the things you like and dislike, you will guide the professionals to really give you your home.
To really give you what you want.
Yeah.
Wow. Taonga, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for giving us your wisdom in a very bubbly way. I think we should be bringing you on when we have hard truths to tell people, because you deliver it so nicely. But thank you.
Thank you for having me.
That's been an Architect and a DJ Build a Home podcast. We will see you soon.
An Architect and a DJ Build a Home podcast has been brought to you by Emote Projects Limited. The show is hosted by Kalenga, he's the DJ, and me, Mpangela, I'm the architect. Media by Monkey Business Agency. Music by Bless the Creative.